Okay, today's daf is Harios Daf Ches. Harios Daf Ches, we are on Zayin Amabez, the last word on the last skinny line, on Zayin Amabez. The Mishnah had been discussing the rules and regulations of both Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, which was the topic of the first parak, and it continues into this parak, and then the new topic of this parak, and that is the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Par of the Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol does an Aveira. So, different comparisons and dimyonot between the two. So this Mishnah said that the comparison is that the only time that both of those kabbanas are obligatory is if there is a psak that is done in an improper way, right? A psak that was betaus and followed by a shikagas maisa. So that was what the Rashi said. Look at the Mishnah again. You're not chayev el al helm davar shikagas maisa, and also the Kohen Mashiach says the same thing. And then also by Avodah Zarah. We have Avodah Zarah of the Tzibur, even though we said the Chiddush is Avodah Zarah has its own karban, its own parsha in Parsha Shlach. There too, are only chayev with Helam Davar Mshigas Maisa. It doesn't say the two words at the end though, V'chena Mashiach, which we'll talk about soon. But first the Gemara. How do we know? The same rule applies to Avodah Zarah as applies to all other Averis, the Tanna Rabbanan, because the Brisa says, Lafisha Yatzah Avodah Kochavim Ladun Ba'atzma, thank you, because Avodah Zarah has his own Parsha, Yachol Yechayav and Ashigas Maisa, you might think that all you need is what a regular individual needs. A shikagas maisa. Shikagas maisa means I do something and I don't realize I'm doing an aveira. Right? By a regular carbon chatas, for every individual, you don't need helam davar, you just need shikagas maisa. So you might think that's good enough for avodah zarah as well. So, kan meyene, but nemar lalan meyene. No, it says meyene by avodah zarah, it says meyene by par helam davar, malahalan in chayavan el alham davar shikagas maisa, afkan in chayavan el alham davar shikagas maisa. Period. So, that's for regular case of avodah zarah, of the tzibur also requires a helam davar. But now the diak is the ilu mashiach b'avodas kochavim loktani. The Mishnah did not add in the last two words of v'chein ha-mashiach. Meaning, does the Kohen Gadol, when he does avodah zarah b'shogeg, does he need only shikagas maisa? Meaning like a regular individual, or does he need helam davar too? Because it does not say v'chein mashiach comparing it to par helam davar in the Mishnah. It does not have those words like it has in the Reisha. So, are we supposed to be medayik anything from that omission? So says the Mishnah Gemara, masis and mani, rabbi hi. If you take that omission literally, so the Mishnah is referring to and alluding to Rebbe's opinion, the Tanya. Because the Brisa says, mashiach b'avodas kochavim. If you have a Kohen Gadol who does avodah zarah by accident, b'shogeg, Rebbe, omer b'shogegas maisa. Rebbe says, even though if a Kohen Gadol does any other Avera, the only way that he's chayiv his carbon is if he has a helam davar. If he paskins incorrectly for himself and then acts based on his own psak, as we said yesterday, that's what a Kohen Gadol requires. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you don't have that requirement. A plain shigas maisa, just doing it by accident is good enough. And that's what our Mishnah seems to say. Because our Mishnah does not say v'chena mashiach. It does not say that a Kohen Gadol is like a par helam davar shel tzibur that requires a helam davar. So, says the Gemara, our Mishnah is like Rebbe. The Chachamim Omrim, no. The Helam Davar. Chachamim say, no, this Aveira is no different than any other Aveira. A Kohen Gadol always requires an incorrect psak to himself, and not just forgetting what happened for the moment. Vishavin, but the Brisa first continues. Vishavin Shebisira. They both agree, though, that the carbon brought is a female goat. Vishavin Shemevi Ashim Tali. And they also agree that no Ashim Tali is brought by either. Because an Ashim Tali, if you don't know, if you're not sure if you did the Aveira or not, so usually if I bring a regular carbon chatas, a chatas kavua for an individual, I bring an Ashim Tali if I'm not sure if I did the Aveira. But by Kohen Gadol and by Par Helam Davar, they don't bring a regular carbon chatas, therefore the rules of Ashim Tali don't apply either. We'll get more back to that, Bezrat Hashem, in the next Amud. But says the Gemara, 1 minute. Going back to the diuk of the whole Mishnah, it's like Rebbe because you don't say those last two words. Vitizbra, is that a really logical diuk? Bizdono kares ubishigaso chatas miktani. There are other things left out of the Mishnah. Right? Next Mishnah says that there's a paralam davar is only brought if it's an aveira that if you would have done bemezid, it would have been chayiv kares. And if you would have done mishogi, you chayiv a carbon regular chatas. So Miktani, are those details listed in the Mishnah? You see, not all details are in the Mishnah. Ella, Tani ha hu adin laha. But what do you say? It says sa, but hu adin for other things that are left out of the Mishnah. Hachanami, Tani ha hu adin laha. So too by other things as well. Period. So, the end of the Gemara is that there is no diuk that the Mishnah should be like the Shita of Rebbe. What exactly is the case we alluded to yesterday? What's the case of doing a Avodah Zarah b'shogeg? How do you do a Avodah Zarah b'shogeg? You could kill b'shogeg. You could do a lot of other things b'shogeg. How do you do a Avodah Zarah b'shogeg? So that's a Gemara that we had back in Sanhedrin. This Brisa was quoted there as well. The Gemara in Daf Samach Aleph from Abay, Samach Bez from an Aleph. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, remember the Machlokas, Abaya and Rava. If you serve Avodah Zarah, may Ahava Umiyira. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi says, what does Ma'ava Umiyira mean? May Ahavas Adam Umiyiras Adam. I think that Avodah Zarah looks beautiful. I love it. Right, or I fear it. But I don't accept it as a god, but maybe I attribute some power to it. That's Avo Meira. V'lo chashva b'libo elokus. I don't give it divine status. So is that Avodah Zarah or not? That's a machlokas Abaye and Rava. Abaye says chayiv and Rava says pater. Abaye says chayiv because you worshipped it. So what, that you did it out of love or fear? You worshipped it. The hapalcha. Rava amar pater. Rava says no, you're pater because you have to accept it as a god. Right? This is not one of the Yalkagams. Therefore, we pass on like Rava. We pass on that it is pater. So what are the cases? The Gemara says, what's the raya to Abaye? What does Abaye say chayiv? And he quotes this brisa. Revi over Shigas Maisa. So the Gemara says, what is Shigaga by Avodah Zarah? If you want to say what, a person thought a Iksavar Besa Knesuzu Vishtachavalo, a person thinks that a certain place of Avodah Zarah is really a shul. And he goes and worships Hashem in the shul. That's not Avodah Zarah. He thinks he was Libel Hashemayim. So you want to say it was a statue, the Chaza Andarta Vishtachavalo? He bowed down to a statue? It depends. If he accepted it as a god, he's Chayiv. If not, not. What's the case under discussion? Avo Meira. So says the Gemara, El Olam Avo Meira. That must be the case according to Abaya, that you serve an Avodah Zarah for a different purpose. Right? That's what a Shigas Maisa means. You're not doing, you know it's Avodah Zarah, but you're not doing it L'shem Avodah Zarah. That's what Abaya would say is the case under discussion in our Gemara too. Rava would say no. Rava would say, what's the case, says the Gemara? Omer Mutter. I didn't know you're not allowed to worship idols. Omer Mutter. That's the case. I thought this was an open religion. Shutfis. I thought shutfis and belief was okay. The Gemara says, is that really acceptable? That's an example of the Gemara, Omer Mutter. Okay, so those are the examples of Shigas Maisa, according to Abaye, according to Rava, in Maseches Sanhedrin. We do have some places that Omer Mutter does not have the same status as a Shogeg. We had back in Maseches Makos, Omer Mutter does not go to Golos. Somebody kills somebody, I thought murder was allowed, Omer Mutter, so that's called Karav L'Mezid, and therefore, you don't go to Golos. Omer Mutter we've quoted many times, the Tshuva of the Maharik. The Maharik says, by Gili Arayas, If a woman says that, I didn't know Judaism believed in closed marriages. I thought I was allowed to be Mazana. Omer Mutter. So the Maharik says, Shidak might not be killed, but she's a Surah Labaila. The Isra Labaila has to do with the Maisa Mered. I think it's Kuf Samach Tes, something at the end of Evan Ezer. The Maharik is quoted. And therefore she's also Labaila, even if she's Omer Mutter. So Omer Mutter doesn't exactly have the same status as Shogeg regarding various halachas, but that's what one of the suggestions here is in the Gemara.
Wouldn't that apply
to the mistaken Hara or himself? Wouldn't that apply? So Omer Mutter, does he paskin? Right, so maybe it's a case where I have to figure out a way where it's just a Shigas Maisa. Right, it's a good question. How do you have a case of Omer Mutter, which is just a Shigas Maisa, without the Helam Dover of paskin for himself? Gotta work it out. I think you can work it out, but let's figure it out. My time with the Rebbe, four lines from the bottom. So what is the source of Rebbe? That all you need is Shigas Maisa for Avodah Zarah, unlike all other Averis for a Kohen Gadol. Amar Kra, V'chipra HaKohen Al HaNefesh HaShogeges, B'chata Bishgaga. End of the Pasuk. So we darshan, HaNefesh Zeh Mashiach, HaShogeges Zeh Nasi, the king, B'chata Bishgaga. What do you darshan from there? Rebbe Savar, Chet Zeh Bishgaga Yehe. This Chet is by any Shgaga. By any shkaga, if you just forget Shigas Maisa at the moment. For Rabbanan Savri, mi shechataso bishkaga. No, Rabbanan say only somebody who, all of his averos, are by a pure Shigas Maisa. That's what's included here. Yatsa Mashiach shin shechataso bishkaga el balam davar. Excluding a Kohen Gadol, who only who usually has his averus needing a personal psak and not just a shgaga. By the way, we didn't mention yesterday that there are various kohen gadols. There's the kohen gadol who's the ultimate kohen gadol, then there's the kohen mashuach melchama, and there's the kohen the substitute. These halachas apply to the real kohen gadol. They might not apply to the others because he's the kohen mashuach. Continue. They both agree that you bring a seira, like a yachid, the same carbon, minalan, because everybody brings the same carbon by Avodah Zarah Shogeg. Under which conditions, that might be different. But everybody agrees you bring the same carbon. And therefore they all bring a seira. Weiter. And everybody agrees, though, Rebbe and the Rabbanan both agree, that they don't bring, you don't bring an Ashem Tali, right? None of the Kohen Gadol does not bring an Ashem Tali, the Tzibur does not bring an Ashem Tali. If they did something that is besafik, you're not sure if the Aveir was done. So, Minalan, why not? If the Kohen Gadol doesn't have, he's not sure if he ate treif or not. Not sure. Why doesn't he bring an Ashem Tali? Dechsiv, v'chipra alav ha-kohen, al-shigag asa asher shagag. Because the pasuk says by Ashem Tali, the Kohen will bring the kapara for him on the shagag that he was shogig. Rebbe Savar, so they both darshin this pasuk to teach me that he doesn't bring an Ashem Tali. They just darshin in different ways. Rebbe has the more challenging way to darshin it, because according to Rebbe, Rebbe says here, all he needs is shigas maisa. So it sounds like shigas maisa here. So he should bring an Ashem Tali. So Rebbe has to darshan it the following way. Rebbe Savar, Mishe Kocheto Bishkaga. You only bring an Ashem Tali if all of your Averos are just by a shogeg, by Shigas Maisa. You did something wrong by accident. You forgot. Yotzazeh She'ein Kocheto Bishkaga. Excluding the Kohen Gadol, who most of his Averos are done with a helam davar, only one of them is done with just a shigas ma'isa. So excluded in kol chadav shkaga el of helam davar. Most of his averus have a psak. So midi kolsev says, "What do you mean? Does it say the word kol in the Mishnah? How do you darshan that all of his averus are with a shkaga?" So where it says in, yes, there is something extra. DMK nichtov al shigaso loma adli al sher shagag. What do you have those two extra words for? Kakamashulana diika kol cheto bishkaga. That he was shogeg, so we darshan. It doesn't say the word kol, but we darshan that means all of his sins are bishkaga. That's how Rebbe darshans the pasuk. Marsha takes out the next couple of lines, parentheses, so skip down. Virabanan. The Rabbanan have a smoother way of darshaning, because the Rabbanan say, Avodah Zarah is no different than anything else. Every Avera that the Kohen Gadol does needs a Helam Davar, needs a Psak, not just a momentary forgetting. That's what Dani would have to say for the Omer Mutter. It was some type of Omer Mutter that was a momentary forgetting. That for a second he's like, this isn't us, and he does it. But it's not that he was a whole, he figured it out, he went through the sugya. I think Helam Davar means he goes through the sugya, and he comes up and he says, I think this is Mutter. That's not the case of Omer Mutter. Or what it means on the moment he forgot it. So the Rabbanan say, me Rabbanan who hold, again, that by a Kohen Gadol, every one of his Averas, including Avodah Zarah, requires a Helam Davar, mi shecheto bishkaga, who's chayev an Ashem Tali? Only somebody who's chayev, whatever he's shogeg, yatsa mashiach, shecheto bishkaga, elo b'avodas kachavim, below b'shar mitzvahs, elo b'helam davar b'shigas ma'isa. And that's why he's not included in the psukim by Ashem Tali. Good. The Ritva also asks, like that we just mentioned from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, how do you have a shogeg of an Avodah Zarah? So maybe it's either Ava Meira or Omer Mutter. How do you have a suffix? How do you have a suffix by Avodah Zarah? Right, that's the Ashem Tali. You're not sure? So what's the case of suffix? One step further. So the Ritva says, you know what I think the case is? You throw a rock to an Avodah Zarah, and you're not sure if it was Markolis or Pa'or. And we learned in Sanhedrin that for the Dalet Avodos, you're chayav for every idol. Hishtachava, Zrika, Shchita, and Hala. For those, Haktara. Right? For those four Avodos, you're chayav for every Avodah Zarah. But outside of that, it's only what's ever Darko Bakach. So if I throw a rock to Pa'or, I'm not going to be chayav. Because Pa'or you worship by being Pa'or before now. So that's the Ritva. You throw a rock, you weren't sure if that idol that you threw a rock to was, and I guess he didn't learn Masechet Avodah Zarah. He didn't learn Markolis was the two things with the thing on top. But that was that's the Ritva suggestion here. What exactly is the case of Safik? Good, Viter, says the Mishnah. Moving right along in the halachas of Parhelam Davar. I spoke to a Rav last night, actually called me up another Magichir Dafyomi, so I asked him, how's Harius? How's it doing? So he says he always felt, which is fascinating, he says he felt Harius is the transition. the segue from Nezikin to Kadshim. That's how we looked at it. Very interesting way of looking at it, because Harias is a little bit of Nezikin. That's why the Rambam says it's a continuation of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is all about the Sanhedrin, and Makkos is what the Sanhedrin does, and Avodah Zarah also has to do with the Sanhedrin a little bit, and then Harias is all about Pesach of the Sanhedrin, mistaken Pesach of the Sanhedrin. But obviously it has a lot to do with Kachim. So it's getting our feet wet, so it's the segue, it's the transition between Nezikin and Kachim. What about Idios? Idios afterwards? That's just a Birya B'fnei Atzma. That's just every mission is a different topic. Says the Mishnah. Another requirement, the Parhelam Dover. Right, some of the requirements were mentioned in the first parak, some here. Bezer HaGadol is only chayiv on something that, a topic that if you would have done it daraisa, you're chayiv karis. And if you do it darabanan, you're chayiv achatas. Meaning, if the Bezer gives a psak about shatnas, Bezer gives a psak about shatnas, they say this is not shatnas, you're allowed to wear it, and everybody does it, you do not bring a Parhelam Dover. Because Parhelam Dover is never going to be karis. Shatnas is never going to be karis. It's got to be about chelev, it's got to be about Shabbos. It's got to be about something where there is a iser kares, and if you do it b'shogeg, you chayv chatas. V'chein ha-mashiach! And so too a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol's carbon is only brought for one of these. If a Kohen Gadol, the example I just gave, wears shatnas b'shogeg, he brings no carbon. Brings no carbon. Because he doesn't bring an individual carbon, because he's not me'am ha'aretz, like we said. He doesn't bring a Kohen Gadol carbon, because he doesn't fulfill the requirements of Kohen Gadol. A. Veloba, Avodas Kochavim, Ashiur al-Dover, Shazonah Koresh, Shigazal Chatas. Same thing by Avodah Zarah. It has to be an element of Avodah Zarah, which is Kares Chatas related. Me, Nalan. So how do you know this? By the way, Rashi adds, a Kohen Gadol does bring an Asham for those four or five Averas that you're Chayav Karban Asham for usually. If you're Chayav Karban Chatas, by Chatas it says Me'am Ha'aretz, Ba'asos Bishgaga. So he's not an Am Ha'aretz. By Asham it says Nefesh. He is a Nefesh. So Rashi says, if he violates Me'ila, or Asham Gezelos, or Shifcha Harufa, any of those Averis, those the Kohen Gadol could bring, because he is a Nefesh. But the other, most of the Averis in the world, about like that require Rechatas, he would not bring. So says the Gemara, Minolan, how do you know it's limited to Kares Chatas Averis? Titania, Rebbe Yomer Nemer Kan Aleha, V'Nemer Lahalan Aleha. It says Aleha, both by a chatas and both by an iser karis. Rashi quotes by legalos ervasa aleha, by one of the arayas. So malahal and davar shazon akarish shagasa chatas. Afkan so to hear by payal and davar shazon akarish shagasa chatas. That has to be limited. Ashkechad tzibur mashiach minalan lashmataam. Right, mashiach katzibur. Right, the sword, the two words that we've used every time so far. Nasi. How do you know a king in this context? So, Nasi, right, Nasi, how do you know, what's the question about Nasi, about the king? Rashi, third line. Nasi nami lo yavi se'ir, ela al davar shazonah karish shagasachatas. Right, and Nasi also is limited to this context, that he brings us se'ir. So, yalaf mitzvahs, k'zir shava, k'siv gabi Nasi, vasa achaz, b'kol mitzvahs Hashem, v'ksiv b'tzibur, vasa achaz, b'kol mitzvahs, k'per, b'tzibur davar shazonah karish shagasachatas, av Nasi davar shazonah karish shagasachatas. So, what about all those? What about a yachid now? What about a yachid of a yachid? Most carbon is chatas. An individual chatas. An individual chatas is only by karis and an individual aveira is only by a karis and chatas. Right? Shatnas, the example I was giving, you don't bring carbon chatas if you're a chatas, shatnas, b'shogeg. Right? You just, an aveira, you have to do tshuva for an aveira b'shogeg. If you did it, but maize, you get malchus. Assuming it's a lav sheish b'maisa. But carbonos, first mission krisos. Rishon Krisos says there are 36 Krisos, and they all have a chatas if they do a b'shogeg, except for two or three, right? Except for three, I think, right? What is it? Karban Pesach, Mila, and Megadef? I think those are the three. Yachid Omer, so Amar Krav, V'im Nefesh, V'yomot, V'im Nefesh. The end of the discussion of chatas in Perak Dalet of Vayikra says V'im Nefesh with the Vav, V'yomot Achlam Me'elion. So you learn Karban Chatas from the earlier Karbanas Chatas, Nasi Melech, and Paralam Davar. Good. Second half of the Mishnah. I have Avodah Zarah too. Avodah Zarah, even though it's different, if it's in a different parsha, you're only chayev if the psak is about a section of Avodah Zarah that is chatas karis related. Minalan. How do you know that? To Tanur Abanam. Lefishi yatsa Avodah Zarah ladun ba'atzma. Same thing we started with today. Avodah Zarah has its own parsha. Yach, or Yechayav and Aval Dover, Afil Aldover. Shade Zarah Karsha Gosachata. So you might think even other cases. Never come Me'enev and Never Lahala Me'enev. Ma'al Lahala and Dover Zarah Karsha Gosachata. It's just like over there. It says, by Parhalam Dover Shal Tzibor, that it is, by other Averis, that it's only Karis Chatas. Afkad Dover Shal Zarah Karis Shal Gosachata. Ashkachat Tzibor Yachid Nasi Mashiach Minalan. Amar Kravim Nefesh Achas. Echad Yachid ve'echad Nasi ve'echad Mashiach kulan bechlal nefesh achasein. They're all considered nefesh and v'yomot tachtum in elyon. Period. So that is that. Talking about Gzeirah Shavos here, it's always important to remember we had the discussion back in Masechta Shavuos that Gzeirah Shavah, the Gemara tells us that you can't learn make up your own Gzeirah Shavah. Ein adam dug Gzeirah Shavah me'atzmo. Right? It's the one that everybody agrees. Rashi Tosas discussed in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph. What about the other Yigibol Midos? What about Hekesh? What about Klalu Prat? What about all of those? That's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosas, whether those can be done yourself or not. Everybody agrees Kavachober you can do yourself. Everybody agrees Gzir Shabbat you cannot do yourself. The machlokas, Rashi and Tosas, there in Sukkah, is a machlokas, what about everything in the middle? But, even though Gzir Shabbat is done, you need a Rebbe for, we find, like here, we're about to have, many arguments about Gzir Shabbat. So how can there be an argument about Gzeirah Shavah if you always have it from your Rebbe? It's a Mesorah. It goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we've mentioned the Ramban writes in Shorish Beis in Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Ritva also. We had it in the Ritva. That's the last time we spoke about it. The Ritva in Shavuos on Daf Zayin. Why is it brought up there? Because Rav said about Rebbe, he's awesome. Dola Mayim Iboris Amukim. Right? He takes water from deep wells. And he quotes because he said the following Gzeirah Shavah. So ask the Ritva, ask the Ramban, what's the godless of saying Gzeirah Shavah? Your Rebbe told it to you. What's the greatness? So the Ritva there says, no, what does it mean that your Rebbe told it to you? The Mesorah of the words that should be used for Gzeirah Shavahs. That's the Mesorah. Which Parshios are connected, so that is not, that's not given over. That's not given over. That's up to the student to figure out logically, like Mark says sometimes, like yesterday, klach l'derach zeh u klach l'derach zeh. What does that mean? Meaning, I have the words, I just don't know which parsha to compare it to. That's the guy, that's the wisdom. Because after all, says the Ramban in Shorash Beish, you can't make a Gzeirah Shavah by yourself. What? It says the word S here and S there. If you write a large book, says the Ramban, there's obviously going to be many, many words that repeat itself. So that's why it has to be that Gzeirah Shavah is given over from your Rebbe. But that's just regarding the words. But regarding what you learn from the words, so that is up to the Rebbe. And that's why he complimented here in Shavuos Daf Zayin. That's the Ramban in Shorash Beis, that's the Ritva here in Shavuos Daf Zayin. The Me'iri was also a Provençal idea. The Me'iri writes this in Shavuos Lamed Gimel as well, regarding the concept of Gzeirah Shavah. What do you get from your Rebbe and what do you learn by yourself? Okay, so within that context, we have the following. Fourth to last skinny line. Ha ni chalaman de mafig lo aleha l'gzeirah shavah kida amran. Everything, all the steps that we've had up until now, starts with the first two lines of the Gemara. We have the gzeirah shavah of aleha. It says the aleha by chayvi krisus, by Arias, and it says the word aleha by par halam davar. So that's okay, says the Gemara, if that word aleha is open. But ela l'rabban de mafig lo aleha l'arayas v'tsaros. But if you look in Yevamis, the word Aleha is used for something else. Aleha is used to teach me. Remember that big Mishnah at the beginning of Yevamis, Daf Beis. If, when a man dies, his wives, right, are Zakuk, Liyim, or Chalitza to his brother. What if one of those wives is Asur to him? What if a brother married his niece? He had two brothers, so the Gemara says you can marry your niece, so he marries his niece. Then the brother dies. So now, one of his wives is his brother's daughter. So the halacha is, if one of the wives is asur, so then all of them are pater. That's the first mission in Yevamis. All of them are pater if at the moment of death there is one that is asur, bekrisus, to the husband. So that's what the word aleha teaches me. So you don't have the word aleha open, so how do you learn the first step of all these Gzeirah Shavahs? Darash is dona karis, yugasachatis minaluhu. How do you know that? It says the Gemara, Nafkaluhu, as follows. Midamasi le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Lebrei. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told his son, Torah achasi yelachem lo'osebishkaga. It says by the Avodah Zarah context, one Torah should be for all those who act b'shogeg, v'hanefesh shatasa b'yad rama, v'gomer. And the person who acts b'mezid b'yad rama would not have these halachas, v'chulu. But what do you see from there? Hukshu, kol Torah kula, avodah kochavim. It says Torah achas, and talks about doing an avira b'yad rama, which we assume is Avodah Zarah. So we compare the whole Torah to Avodah Zarah. Ma avodah kochavim, shechayavad azdona koris ha-shigas ha-chatas. Just like Avodah Zarah is only koris ha-chatas. Avkol, shechayavad azdona koris ha-shigas ha-chatas. Fine. Ashkechan Yachid, Nasi, Umashiach, That explains all of those. Tzibur minavan. How do you know the carbon? The tzibur, the paralam davar. Yalef elyom mitachton. You learn from there back in Torah, back to Vayikra, to paralam davar. Period. So the Gemara says back. One second. Rebbe who gave the first drasha of Aleha. What does he do with the second psukim? Ha, the Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, my avilei. Right. We have the two. Now we have the two sources. Two possible sources for. What is the source that all of these averis are only by kares and chatas types of averis? So we have aleha, and we have kiperek avodah zarah to all the Torah. So we said two possibilities of what aleha teaches me. So what about the other one? What about Torah achas? What does that teach me according to Rebbe? So mavaleg l'kadatani as follows. L'fisha batzidu shachalach ha-kazabi rabim li'achidim. Because we find by the averis of avodah zarah, there is a difference in punishment between them if many do avodah zarah, or a yachid, rabim, if many do avodah zarah, that's called ir hanidachas, that's called the whole city that does avodah zarah, bit rabim besayif, so they get sayif, umamon and avad, and their city is burned, and all their money is destroyed. Yachidim, but if a yachid does avodah zarah, biskila, he does it, they get skila, umamon and poet, and their money is saved. So you see the difference between a yachid and a tzibur regarding avodah zarah. So yachid nachlok b'karbon asayim. So you might think that just like their punishments are different and their money has a different destiny, you might think their karbonah should be different as well. Tamalomar, that's the pasuk. Torah achas yelachem b'chulu. Even avodah zarah has the same karbon. Wait for a minute. Let's continue. Maskavlar of chilkiyah mehagronia. Taima delo chalak akasa. You're telling me that the only way that we know that an Irani Dachas city that they're not going to bring and versus a Yachid, they're going to have the same karbanis. You only know that from Torah Achas. You wouldn't have known that otherwise. Hachalak, but had the Torah distinguished, meaning given no extra pasuk to tell me not to distinguish. How in an Achlok, you would have said give him a different karban. My Nisi, which karban would you have brought? You're saying you would have thought it's a different karban. Which karban? So Nisi par, you want to say you'll bring a par. Tzibur b'shar mitzvos u'maisu. No, that's what a paralam davar shel tzibur is. That's not mentioned here. Nicey parla old of asir lachatas have that combination. Tzibur b'avodas kochavim u'maisu. That's what a tzibur brings for avodah zarah. Special pasuk. Nicey seir nasi b'shar mitzvos u'maisu. Bring a male goat. That's what a king brings for all of his averus. Nicey seira. You want to bring a female goat. Yachin nami and a karbanu. That's what a yachin brings. So what's the hava mina? Without the pasuk, you would have said this is so unique. By the yachid doing avodah zarah, you bring a different carbon. So why do you need a pasuk? There's no other source otherwise to tell you which carbon to bring. So Gemara says it's drech. No, there is one other possibility. Sagad adachamina tzibur maisi parla ola v'sir lachatas. Hani naisi ifcha parla chatas v'sir la'ola. You might have said they bring the opposite of a tzibur. Because again, after all, they get different mises and their Mammon has a different destiny, so here too, maybe they bring a different carbon. Inami, or I would have said, Sarach vein lo takana. I would have said, they have to bring a carbon, we just don't know which carbon. And therefore they're stuck, they can never get kapara. Kamash malan, that's why you need the pasuk to teach me that all carbonas of avodah zarah are the same. Right, they all have in it a seir. Period. End of that discussion. Remember back to Gemara and Sanhedrin that we had talking about Erani Dachas, at least according to one opinion. Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, one opinion holds that there are three mitzvahs that never occurred in history. Ir Nidachas, remember the others? Ben Sara Ramora, and Bayis HaMenuga, a house with Saras. Those are the three that the Gemara says possibly never happened. The Gemara, right after that, quotes a line arguing, says, I was at the Keber of the Ben Sara Ramora. So I just saw last night, I was looking back at that Gemara, that how could it be a machlokas about that? Machlokas of Metzias? So some say, oh, maybe it doesn't really mean a bias Ben Sara Ramora. It means like Avshalom. Right? It doesn't really mean a halachic Ben Sara Ramora. So maybe that's a way to get out of the machlokas in Metzias. But if you look, even though those are all Drosh v'Kabal Schar, each one of them, I saw the Mefarshim, try to figure out, we do learn messages from them. Rabbeinu Bachai in Kisetze says, Ben Sara Ramora teaches us about parenting. Even though it says lo hayav lo nivra, it teaches us messages about trying how to educate our child. Okay, you can look there what he says. He has a big long piece there. Rabbeinu Bachai, the beginning of Kisetze. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Dekulei alma mias ki ksivi, hani krabba vodat kochavim vodat ksivi. Okay, it's a new section. But everybody agrees, when it says in Shlach, that if you act biyad rabah, you do achas mikol mitzvahs. It's talking about avodah zarah. That's what we've been assuming the last two blot. That that parsha in Shlach is about the avera of avodah zarah. My mashma. How do you know that from the psukim? Because if you look in the psukim, it doesn't say it explicitly that it's talking about avodah zarah there. There are hints, but how do you know? So as follows, a couple of possibilities. Amar Rava, Vitemer of Yeshua ben Levi, Va'am Rila Kedi, three possibilities, some say it's anonymous, or Kedi, Kedi either means anonymous, or that's somebody's name. Amar Kra, V'chi Sishgu, V'lo Sa'asu, Es Kol HaMitzvot Sa'ela. If you don't do all of these mitzvahs, and you know that can't be literal, because every mitzvah gets its own carbon. So, Ezehi mitzvah shishkula kachala mitzvahs. Which mitzvah is shakul connected all the mitzvahs? Havi omer, zu avodas kochavim. It must be avodah zarah. That's as kol mitzvos Hashem. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says shishkula, the bottom left of Tosfos. You see that? Very little letters. Dekivan de modeba, once you're mode in avodah zarah, matzorech lo lakayim kachala mitzvahs. What's the purpose? What does it mean, avodah zarah can't go to the mitzvahs? Because if you don't believe in God, then what's the purpose of all the other mitzvahs? Umistama yavra kulan. Mistama, you don't care, and you're going to be violate all of them. There's no point of a mitzvah without a mitzvah, says Tosfos. So therefore, that's what it must, that's how avodah zarah is connected, called ha-mitzvahs. The Ramban, I'll bring it here, yes. The Ramban, well-known Ramban, the Ramban in Parshas Yisro holds that belief in God is a mitzvah. He holds that way. He says, but in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says something very similar to what Tosfos says here. Tosfos just said here, without a mitzvah, what's the purpose? That's why it's connected to Kol HaTorah. So the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Aleph, where the Rambam counts belief in God, the Ramban says, he doesn't allude to what he says in Yisro, where he himself holds as a mitzvah, but he defends the Shita of the Bahag. The Bahag does not count Anochi as a mitzvah. Very well-known Bahag. And the big question is, how can you not count Anochi? If you can count any mitzvah, Emunah Bashem is a mitzvah that you should count. How can you not count this? So the Ramban already wrote in the Hadamah, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, many times I am going to say things that I don't think is true. But it's just to defend the Bahag. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik pointed this out to the Rav's son, that the Ramban, who was the major genius of his Beis Medrash, he started the Chachmei Svarad, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran. Ramban was the one that came up with the unbelievable ideas that were later developed by his Talmidim, the Rashba, the Ritva. He spent so much mental energy defending Shitas that he didn't even hold like. Sometimes he writes in the Hakdamah to the Malchamas, I'm going to defend the Rif against the Balamar because it's Kavod HaRishonim. Even though sometimes he'll agree with the Baal Amor. He does that for the Rif, he defended the Rif against the Baal Amor's attacks. He defended the Rif against the Rivas' attacks in Sefer HaSchus. He defends in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He defends the Bahag. This is a perfect example. He thinks it's a mitzvah to believe in God. But he says, I'm going to explain the Bahag. What is the Bahag Shita? He says that, says the Ramban, that belief in God is a prerequisite. It's not a mitzvah. It's just that in order to do mitzvahs, you have to believe in a mitzvah. It's the exact same thing what Tosfos says here. Why is avodah zarah connected to kol mitzvahs? Because without a mitzvah, you're not going to do any mitzvahs. So it's the same thing. Ramban in mitzvahs asay aleph. The nir mi daitosh lebal halacha shein min yintayig mitzvahs el gzeros of yisbara yisale shegazer aleinu lasos o mananu shlo nase aval haemuna b'mitziuso yisbarach shehudia osanu eileinu bosos of mofsim gilu shechina huwa ikar v'hashorish shemimenu noldu hamitzvos lo gimana b'cheshbonan. That's the Ramban in Hasagas to Mitzvah Aleph. Weiter. Okay, there's a Malbim, but we're going to not do that right now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Debei Rebbe Tana, a second possibility. How do you know the Pesukim Mishlach refer to Avodah Zarah? Omar Kra, Asher Diber Hashem El Moshe. It says, what Hashem spoke to Moshe, V'ksiv, Asher Tziva Hashem El Akecha B'yan Moshe. What Hashem told you through Moshe. So what happened? Did Hashem tell us or did Moshe tell us? Ezohi mitzvah shi b'diburo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzivah yidei Moshe. What did we hear from like a team? We heard it from Hashem, but we also heard it explained by Moshe. Havi omer zu avodas kochavim. Right, that's the first two dibros. That's avodah zarah. The Tana Rabbi Yishmael, anochi v'lo yilacha mipiak v'ur shmanum. Right, we heard that directly from Hashem. That's the Gemara in the end of Makkos, the source of 613, Torah Tzivalana Moshe, Torah's Gematria 611, plus the two that we heard directly from Hashem, explained by Moshe, that equals 613. Fine. Let's go get back to that in a minute. Bezrat Hashem, Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Lumin Hayom Asher Tziva Hashem Lahalo Daros Echem. It says that phrase there, from the day that Hashem commanded you and onward. So it sounds like that the Parsha is referring to the first mitzvah that was ever given. The first mitzvah. Lumin, from that day and on, you have to follow Hashem. Ezuhi mitzvah shinemra betchila. Which is the mitzvah that was said first? Havi Omer Zu Avodas Kochavim. It's Avodah Zarah. And therefore, you know that that parsha is referring to Avodah Zarah. I says the Gemara, V'ha'amar Mar, Esther Mitzvahs Avisa B'Mara. We were given mitzvahs before Har Sinai. We had mitzvahs in Mara. 10 mitzvahs. What are the 10 mitzvahs? Right, so we had 7 plus 3. What were the 3s? There are different midrashim, what the 3 were. Right, were they Paraduma, Kibbut Avaim, and Shabbos? Right, others say Dima. Dima was already part of the Sheva mitzvahs. Right, so there's different, but those are, I think that's the most popular. But Kibbut Avaim, Shabbos, and Paraduma. See, they were even before. So we're okay, but Chavertik and the Shidibi Kara. Okay, forget the third answer. The other two are accepted. But these are, that's how you know that that Parshan Shlach is talking about Avodah Zarah. We mentioned in other Shiurim, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's idea. Fascinating question, and that is, what mitzvahs were given tomorrow? Okay, Sheva mitzvahs. Then Shabbos. Wonderful, Shabbos was given. Right, because you wanted to keep Shabbos already. And what else? Kibbut Avaim. Beautiful. Kibbut Avaim. Paraduma. They don't have a Mishkan yet. What are you giving Paraduma for? What's the purpose of having Paraduma in the middle of the desert? The Mishkan is not coming until after Har Sinai. Right, so what's going on? So, Rabbi Yaakov explains in Parshas Ekev that, B'nai Yisrael, what just happened here? What just happened here in Mara? Mara, B'nai Yisrael, complained about water. There were bitter trees, there was bitter water. Oh, what's going to be? What's going to be? Rabbi Yaakov says, B'nai Yisrael thought that their existence was based on logic. Everything has to make sense. And therefore they said, bitter, bitter, what are we going to do? We're going to die. They complained. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to teach them the message that not everything is logical. Your relationship with the Kaddish Baruch was not based on logic, it's based on his commitment to you. And don't think that everything makes sense. He gives them Paraduma. The Chok, the ultimate source of all Chukim, that's the symbol of all Chukim, that's Paraduma, that's why Dafka was given there. And that's why, before Har Sinai, we needed that message. That forget Mara, forget your behavior of Mara, it's all about commitment and not based on specifically logic. Okay, let's stop here, and continue going with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, I'm sorry, Yerudeya Hilchas Nida, Kuf Pei Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Ein Chayavin Al Asev Alo Saseh Sheva Mikdash. Continuing, what else are you Chayav for by Par Helam Davar? So you're not Chayav on the Asev Alo Saseh Sheva Mikdash. What does that mean? We have that back in Shavuos. That means going into the base of Mikdash when you're Tamei. So what carbon are you Chayav for that if you do that by accident? You remember the beginning of Shavuos? That's a carbon Olav Yored. Most karbanas, let's review for a minute. We'll have to review Beis Hashem next week, next Friday. A week from today, Zvachim. Right? Most karbanas, most averis are chatas. Fine. A few averis are karbanashim. A few averis are a certain type of chatas, what's called olav yored. Not just a regular kisba, usira, a female sheep or a goat, but a few averis are olav yored, meaning depending on your tax bracket, that will determine which animal you have to bring. Olav Yored. One of those is Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. You also have Shavuos Bitui, right? Shavuos Ha'edus, right? So some of those are Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. So what does the Mishnah say here? If a Bezdin paskins incorrectly about one of those Averis, there's no Par Helam Davar. Par Helam Davar is only by something that if a Yachid would do it, he'd be Chayiv Achatas Kavua. One said Chatas. That's what the Mishnah says. You're not Chayiv on an Asay and Alos Asay Shiva Mikdash. That is number one. That's Tumas Mikdash. The Ein Mevi and Asham Talui. Oh, Asim Alos Asay Shiva Mikdash. And also an Asham Talui. Thank you. An Asham Talui is not brought on that. Why? Because an Asham Talui is only brought when if you would do it, you would have done it for sure. You're Chayav Achatas. So if you're not sure if you did it, you bring an Asham Talui. But by these, if you did it for sure, you wouldn't be Chayav regular Achatas. You'd be Chayav in Olavi Yorid. So that's why you're not Chayav in Asham Talui. But a Par Helam Davar does work on Asay and Los Asay Shebenida. What does that mean? An Asay of separating from one's wife and a Los Asay not being with one's wife. So Los Asay Shebenida, that's a regular case of Chatas and Karis, living with one's wife. What's the Asay Shebenida? What's the Asay Shebenida? We'll see in a second. Umevin Hashem Tali Alasev Alasev Shebenida. And you even bring an Hashem Tali for that, because that is Chatas and Karis. Ezi Yibitzes Asay Shebenida. Prosh Min Anida. The separation from Nida. We'll just finish. Umevin Lohs Asay Al Tavol Anida. The Isser of going, living with Anida. What does it mean, Prosh Min Anida? Rashi says, important Rashi, Prosh Min Anida, two-thirds of the way down on the right side, Klomar Samuch Levesta. Kidei Shalotei Roa B'Shas Tashmish. Right, we know the halach is about being poresh b'shas vesta, the time period when the woman is supposed to get her period. So at that time, that Rashi seems to say that's the asay shebenida, meaning it sounds like from Rashi it's an issa daraisa. So, assuming this is really Rashi, right? But it sounds like from this Mefaresh, this Rashi, that it is an Isser Daraisa of Prisha Samuch LaVesta. The Tosafos Darash cannot handle that. The Tosafos Darash says many Rishonim and other sources tell us that Vestos HaDurabanan. Vestos HaDurabanan. The Tosafos Darash right here on the bottom left. He says that can't be what it means. You know what Proshman Amida means? It means there's an assay that if somebody, Rachman al-Aslan, is with an Ida, he has to separate in the proper way. And we spoke about he has to stay in until he calms down and then come out. Nothing to do with Samach LaVesta. That's an Issa Durabanan. Vestos, the Prisha Samach LaVestos, that's an Asmachta. It's learned out from a Pasuk. But it's an Asmachta. So Tosa Rosh and Rashi here have a Machlokas. Where the Vestos Daraisa Durabanan. Just before we continue, the Noda Behuda has a bomb Kasha, though, on Rashi. If you say that Vestos are Daraisa, if you say that Vestos are Daraisa, Samach LaVestos, Prisha's Daraisa, doesn't every woman have a Cheskas Tara? So Cheskas Tara, she's Tahara now. She's Tahara now. She it's Shas Heter of the month. So how can you say Vestos or Daraisa if she has a Cheskas Tara? That's the Shaila. So Noda Yehuda, I'll tell you what he says, then I'll tell you the context of the Shuvah. He says, no. This isn't a regular Chazakah. Because we know it's a Chazakah Ho'esuyu L'Hishtanos. At some point in the future, a woman's going to get her period. So even though she has a Cheskas Tara presently, it's still possible to hold Vestos Daraisa. Because we know this is the way of the world. It's not like a regular chazaka, which is good. He says, we're choshesh sometimes that people will die. We were not choshesh that people died. Why? Because everybody's going to die. Once it occurs in the past, we're not choshesh that they're dead. But in the future, we're choshesh that maybe they will die. So that's the Noda Behuda's chiddush, that even if you hold, there's a cheskas tara, still, you'd be able to say vesas daraisa. The context of the tshuva, you can look it up at Simin Nun Hei in Yoredeya, Shuva that it was interesting. Shuva that there was a woman who was 67 years old, and she was having a lot of mucus that was coming out of her, and some of it was mixed with the color red. Years and years beforehand, she had something put into her uterus that would act and prevent her from getting pregnant. And now, 20 years later, she's having this mucus. So the big discussion amongst the doctors: where's the red coming from? Is it coming from the cervix? Is it coming from different parts of the body? This is an interesting shaila. In that context, he talks about this issue in Simin Nun Hey in Yaradei. Okay, continuing. Minani Mili. So how do we know the Sibel Machaybi Carbon Ba'alma the Yachid? Ashem talui namilo. How do we know that the tzibur and all these would not bring this karban for the tumas mikdash v'kadashas for the yasei lo tzishim mikdash? Amar Rav Yisrael Barav Dimi nemar va'ashem b'chatas u'ba'ashem talui. It says the word va'ashem by a regular chatas and by an ashem talui. V'nemar va'ashem u'b'tzibur. So ma va'ashem b'yachid b'chatas kavua. Afashem u'b'tzibur b'chatas kavua. So you learn it out from regular chatas to tzibur. That is limited to a chadas kavua cases. And then step two of the limud, umat sibor b'chadas kavua, af asham tali nami, ein ba ela al safik chadas kavua. So you go from carbon chadas kavua to tzibor to asham talui. They're all limited to chadas kavuas, meaning none of the olaviyorades are included in any of these parshias. Amri, the Gemara says, "Matzachan ihachi carbon olaviyore nami haksiv kiyesham achas beila." What do you mean? Olaviyore also has a verb, a v'yesham. So why do you compare it to that one? The Gemara says, "No, dunin ashamo min asham vein dunin asham min yesham." Asham and ashamo are similar, meaning those are the two words that have a misora about, but not yesham. Umay nafkamina. The Gemara says, "1 second." Gzeirah Shavas never have to be so close. V'atani devei Rabbi Yisrael. We have a halacha by Metzara'as. V'shav ha-kohen u-ba ha-kohen. Zui shiva zui bia. We compare the word shav and ba for Gzeirah Shava. So you see, Gzeirah Shavas don't have to be so exact. V'od and also nailf min va'ashem. V'tumas mikdash v'kadashat. V'chsiv v'huta me va'ashem. So there is a va'ashem there. So again, how do you know that all these parshias are excluding all of Yorid? There's a va'ashem there too. So Amar Rav Papa, done in va'ashem, u mitzvah Hashem, in va'ashem, u mitzvah Hashem. It's a double limud. Amar Rav Yosef Barashi, the Rav Papa, v'nilah va'ashem, v'nisiyas avon, min va'ashem, v'nisiyas avon, and compare it to Tumas Mikdash, to compare it to all of the Yoreds. So Amar Rav Bar Yitzchak, no, done in va'ashem, u mitzvah Hashem, asher lo siyaseno, three phrases that are similar, me va'ashem, u mitzvah Hashem, asher lo siyaseno, learn it from compare it to three, val yochiach, shvi es kol, u bitis v'asayim, v'tumas Mikdash v'kadosha, those are the three, all of the Yoreds, don't have that proof, shol nemer bohem va'ashem, u mitzvah Hashem, asher lo siyaseno, because that, you don't have those three parallel. The concept of, by just getting back to what we said before about the Prisha Samach LaVestos, that's Obviously, we know the sugya in Kufpe Dalet in Yoredeya. Rov anashim yeshla vessels l'ras bezan yadua, and therefore one has to be parish salak leveses. Ubishas vessels sorach lifrosh bimena ona achas velo mishar krevas alamitashvish bovad imu biyom parish bimena bayom and balayla parish bimena balayla. Salak and shulchan aruch. Whether it's daraisa or darabanan, it's quoted shulchan aruch. The arzarua, the chumra of the arzarua, the shach quotes here. It has to be a 24-hour period, not just a 12-hour period, but that is the source. Whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan is quoted here, but if it's Daraisa, you have to say that it'll be Yehuda who explains how could it be Daraisa, even if you hold a woman has a cheskas tahara. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah, and by the Shem, we will continue with the third parak. With the third parak on Sunday. Very large daf, a lot of words. A lot of words in the daf coming up. In the third parak in Harias, it gets us back to Brachas days. A lot of words. We'll see if we can say anything besides the words. We'll see. Okay, we'll stop here.